Hey, Ben, we're going to start reading in verses number 9. Verses number 9. I want to preach to you today, the Lord with you for a few moments on nothing new, but on this thought, religion without faith. Religion without faith. Amen. That's where we're at today. Verse number 9 says, holding fast, the faithful words as he hath been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, and both to exalt and to convince the gainsayers. He's talking about the men of God, preachers, that they're holding this. We don't have too many holding fast the word of God these days.
Right.
They want to call themselves a man of God. They want to call themselves a preacher of the gospel, but they're not holding fast.
Right.
And you ain't going to run across too many that is the holding fast today, but as a commandment that I receive from God. And I take that serious. Amen. Amen. Brother friend, what if anybody else is or not, I want to stand there. I got the will and the desire to be holding fast. And being fast, amen, in the truth of God, and being faithful to the word of God, amen, as it is in old King James 16:11, the word of God, and being faithful to that, and able to stand in sound doctrine.
Sir.
The doctrines of the Baptists is the only sound doctrine in religion we have today. Say amen right now.
Right.
Amen.
The rest of them don't have sound doctrine, amen, it's a biblical doctrine. But we have sound doctrine, biblical doctrine, and amen. And for there are many unruly, vain talkers and deceivers, especially if they of the circumcision. I saw one of them the other day. Amen. I went by this place of business, and that was one of them. He was about 9 or 10 or 12 foot tall, and he was going like this. I saw one of them preachers like that. Amen. And he didn't have a backbone. He was swinging over like this and going like that. Yeah, man. That's where I saw one of them the other day. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well.
That's good.
Amen. And for men, unruly, vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things that which are not, fulfilled for lucre's sake. One of the most lucrative things there are today is a preacher that won't preach.
Right.
Yeah. A church that won't stand.
Right.
A raping in the dollars.
Sir.
A bringing in the cash. Amen. Amen. In abundance. Amen. But they're doing it for lucre's sake.
Yeah.
Psychology and philosophy. One of them says, even a prophet of their own said that satyrians and always liars, evil beasts, slow bitterness, even in other words, they're just interested for their own self, slow bitterness.
Right.
What's gained to them? Even not gained to the people, amen. His witness is true, therefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. So you have to rebuke them, not rebuke them. You don't want them to take it, but they rebuke them. Not giving heed to Jewish fables, commandments of men, and that turn from the truth. But unto the pure all things are pure. But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure.
What about that?
But even their mind is considered, and conscience is defiled.
Sir.
They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobates. I want to preach to you tonight a few moments on reprobates. I don't believe a child of God can commit or come to be a reprobate.
Right.
But it's religious people that has no faith.
Man.
Religious people that has no real faith that becomes a reprobate. Amen. The children of God, amen. Benefit. He gets out of line with God, he'll become a castaway, or God will deal with him. God will put him in the grave.
Right.
God will beat him and chase him.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Before he brings, the Bible said, before he links in with the world, God will kill him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I believe the Bible teaches that, brother. I believe in real church before a child of God. If I wanted to die quick, all I had to do was turn against my faith and what I believe, and if I believe God would kill me. Amen. Yes, sir. I don't want to die disobedient unto God, so I'm going to try to keep on being faithful and being true to Him.
Right.
Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I come to Thee tonight. I thank
God
You for Your grace,
tonight,
Your love,
Lord,
and mercy. Thank You for the privilege we have to be here in the house of God
liberty,
tonight.
Lord, to preach,
and I pray,
tonight.
Oh God, help me to
touch
be a strength
you,
and help to these dear people
here in
this fourth of July. And my God, how precious America is. And Lord, in the work that I see going on in America today through our politics, our president, our Father, I believe You put Him in office for this time to do what He's doing. And I pray, Lord, for Him. I pray that You would help Him and touch Him and help Him, Lord. And we'll thank Thee and we praise You for it. Help us here in this prayer register tonight. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. Let me say a thing or two about the president. Amen. He is doing amen what God wants Him to do. He's setting the stage for the Antichrist. He's bringing all this peace about in the Middle East and around the world for the Antichrist. Instead of said peace, we got peace now.
Amen.
They will enter into a 3.5 years of peace, and then God's going to bring all destruction on them. Amen. Yes, sir. And so God's using Him to set that up. Amen. He's using Him to set that up. I don't believe a man's evil. I got my doubts whether he knows God or not, but he is doing what God wants him to do.
Sure.
Amen.
Yeah,
and he's standing for Israel.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
And I don't think he is a child of God. He don't show much evidence that he is.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's doing some things God won't done right
sure.
now. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And God will raise up the wicked to do that for him.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure. He's in charge of the wicked and what the wicked is doing.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He's
That's
in
right.
charge of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says He raised him up for His own glory.
Yeah.
Amen. He raised up the wicked for His own glory.
Yeah.
And so, hallelujah, thank God He saved us for His glory and then caused us to go about praising Him for His glory. But He also, the wicked, is bringing glory unto my God today.
That's right.
For they are fulfilling what He said they'll be doing in these last days.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
what
right.
That's bringing glory to
yes,
God.
Sir.
Hallelujah. Isn't that good?
That's right.
See,
sure.
My God's going to be on top when He comes and everything's been done. I'll be in praise to Him.
Amen. Sir.
Amen. Certainly will. Well, amen. I want you to look over in the Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 7. You probably can close it in verse number 21. Chapter number 7, verse number 21. I'm talking about becoming a reprobate. I'm talking about coming a reprobate. Matthew chapter number 7 and verse number 21. Look what the word says there. The Bible says in verse number 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What's the will of the Father? Trust in Jesus Christ. Amen. Accepting Jesus Christ. That's the will of the Father.
Sir.
Amen. To claim in Jesus Christ as your Savior. Repentance toward the Heavenly Father. And call on Jesus for salvation. Amen. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name and in Thy name have cast out devils and in my name done many wonderful works? Amen. Watch what God's going to say to them. Jesus is going to say to them. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. He said, I'm going to claim that, oh yeah, you pass out tracts and knock on doors and try to talk to somebody about God. Oh yes, I'm saved. I know Jesus. They're dressed like a heathen. They dressed like a prostitute. Uh-huh. A prostitute. Amen. Wearing prostitute clothing. Amen. He claimed to go into heaven, claimed they're a child of God. Uh-huh. Amen. My brother friend. And men, they get their clothes off. They walk around showing their thighs. The Bible says God has no glory to man's thigh.
Right.
No glory in that. Amen.
Right.
And that man means any human being. Say amen around that.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. Well, amen. So here they are. I'm talking about becoming a reprobate. I'm talking about becoming a reprobate little friend. And God says that's going to happen. But they're going to stand and try to argue with God concerning their faith. It's concerning that they knew Jesus Christ. And amen. And these false teachers and false preachers encouraging them that I've lived in these days to claim Jesus when they will not accept him as their Savior, as the Bible says, amen, and our Lord and Savior, amen. Now, look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter number 13. 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, amen, look at what the Word of God says to us here. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 13, you have a place, the Bible said, though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Hallelujah. See, we're weak in the eyes of man. We're not a weakling.
Right.
But God, then Jesus, in the eyes of man, was weak. And Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong.
Right.
Amen. But it's been, right. So here tonight, you might say, well, this ain't a mountain to me. You'll be surprised. We get to heaven, you're going to be surprised how much this congregation means to God.
Amen.
And what it means to you be
sure,
here tonight. I'd rather be here tonight than down here in Charlotte, North Carolina, but a bunch of here auditorium they got. See?
Right.
But a crowd, I'd rather be right here. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I wouldn't be welcome down there. I'm welcome here. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah,
man.
That's right. Well, look at what it says. So in our weakness, we have the power of God. What people absolutely love, power of God. They're absent of the power of God. Amen. What the churches are, they're using psychology, they're using philosophy, and they persuaded men and women by the brain. I'm telling you,
right.
The power of God is not there to conform sinners into saints. It's not able to perform sin. It takes the power of God to change a sinner into a saint. Hallelujah.
Right.
It's certainly absent of that. I got changed. The biggest miracle in my life was on a night in March of 1964. Hallelujah. Yeah. Ain't never been another miracle happen as great as that miracle.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Thank God. I'm an old-fashioned Baptist altar. I called it on God. I got the power of God transformed her ways from a sinner into a saint somewhere along in there. Hallelujah. You said, what happened? Well, I can't explain all of it to you, but I can tell you one thing. I can't explain. I went home with a different man that night. Yeah. I went home with some power of God in my life that night. And if you got saved, you went home with some power of God in you.
So that's right.
Yes, sir.
Better believe it.
I didn't just get a good religion to follow.
Right.
No, sir. Well, the power of God.
Good.
I fell before Jesus that night weak. Amen. Trembling. I fell before God that night fearful of hell and the fires of hell. I fell, I was weak and I'm strong. And so a lot of people back then those days called men strong men. He's mighty of a man.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they said about me sometimes. But I'm going to tell you what I won't admit. I won't right there. I was weak.
It's good.
I was weak, I'm telling you.
His strength was made perfect, didn't it?
It was like that sore horn that came over him.
Man.
It looked like he took me and threw me around. I was weak, I was scared in my sin. And I think that's the reason so many turns into a reprobate, because they have not come to the power of God to conform them from a sinner to a saint.
Right.
That's the reason. Amen. They turn it to be a reprobate. Got to tell you something. You listen to me, church. Folk, you die, God will prove which you is. You hear me, young man? You think of you, young man, said, man, you, hey, sir, you say you saved tonight? You say you love God tonight? Shake your head one way or the other. Oh, you don't say that. You're not saved. So tonight be a good night for you to get in. Because the power of God's here to transform you. And Jason, you're saved, right? Amen. But God is going to prove you what if you are or not before you die.
Right.
Young man, young lady, you know the Lord. You're not either one of them. Well, hallelujah. I'm so glad y'all are here. Thank God. I'm going to preach to y'all. I was just going to see y'all come in tonight. You're too young, buddy. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's good.
Yeah. Power of God. See, that's what happens. That's what happens. We fall before God. We keep crying for mercy because we're headed to hell and going to burn in the pits of hell. And we fall and weaken and fall before him. Jesus died at the cross in weakness. Oh, but he said, thank God it is finished. Hallelujah. He purchased redemption for her whims. He purchased redemption for you that are saved here. His weakness, the power of God made it possible for us to be born of the power of God in our weakness.
Right.
Yes, sir. We become strong in our weakness.
Sir.
Yes, sir, tonight.
That's right.
Amen. I ain't never been to stand for anything, but I started standing for some stuff at night.
It's good.
When God moved in, well, I'm watching. Now, he says in verse number 5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Did you get some faith when God saved you?
Yes, sir.
I said religion without faith make a problem. I make a reprobate out of you.
Yeah.
Well, you examine your faith.
Yeah.
Prove your own selves. Know ye not in your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you what? Be reprobates. Reprobate. I'm going to show you what happens to reprobates here in a few minutes. Look in John's Gospel, chapter number 19. John's Gospel, chapter number 19. No, it's chapter 18, John's Gospel, chapter 18. John's Gospel, chapter number 18. Jesus is before Pilate. He's been delivered before Pilate to be judged by Pilate. Amen. And chapter 18, he's standing before Pilate. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says in verses number, start in verse number 32. That the sayings of Jesus might be fulfilled, which speaks and signifies with death, that he should die. Then Pilate entered into judgment hall again, and called Jesus and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Watch 34 now. Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell thee of me? I was headed to be a reprobate.
By that.
Because I had heard about Jesus.
That's right.
Others told me about Jesus. And then had you met me, Brother Vernon, back in those days, and try to witness to me, I told you I was saved and going to heaven.
By that.
But I was headed to the road of a reprobate. Because I was saying things that I heard others say about him.
Whoa.
And didn't know it of myself.
Right.
So he said, Pilate.
Sir.
Pilate, did you know this of yourself? Or did somebody tell you?
What about
you? You heard it from somewhere else.
Flesh and blood. That's right, buddy.
That's where most people wind up being a reprobate. That's where people live for permanent, lives for God for years, and wind up being a reprobate. Because they living on what somebody else has said,
right,
and not because they know it of themselves.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sir.
Amen. Hey, I just called some names right here. Amen. Some preachers.
Right.
Yeah, amen. But it's been, I thought it was like his, but they've turned out to be reprobates in these days.
Sir, buddy. That's right.
Yes, sir. Amen. And Christian, I could name both bunches. Supposedly they've been Christians. And I'm 75 years old today, and I've been preaching this gospel ever since in 75 I surrendered my whole life to preach this gospel. I've done a little bit of bootlegging before then. Amen. Hallelujah, preaching. Amen. But I surrendered my life. So that I'm in 75, that's 25 years, and plus now that's 18 more. So that's 25. And 18 is what?
Yeah.
43 years. 43 years have been preached. I've seen a lot of them running down the road with me these 43 years. They've turned out to be reprobates.
Right.
Amen. They've turned out to be reprobates. Amen. The truth in them to go on. Amen. Things of this world caught their eyes. More than being true and faithful to God.
Sir.
Amen. Amen. So turn with me now over to the 1 Corinthians in chapter number 11. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 11. 1 Corinthians, this is concerning the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians in chapter number 11. This is where the judgment of God, of the children of God, if they are not faithful to God, this is where God deals with his children here at the Lord's Supper. And look, verse number 28, look at verse number 28. Amen. Amen. The Bible says there in verse number 28, but let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself.
Right.
Concerning the Lord's Supper. 99.9 people has took the Lord's Supper down through the years. It's been turned into be reprobates and drinking unworthy and
that's
not discerning his table.
Right.
I got an article I got years ago from the old Baptist preacher. He preached a message on the Lord's Supper. He said, would you lay the hand of Judas on this table tonight? Do you not live for him and separate him? You put your hand on just like Judas put his on it tonight at the Lord's Supper. He put his hand on that supper tonight. You take them back, taking the Lord's Supper, you're going to put your hand on that Lord's Supper. I mean, but if that, you're not worthy of that Lord's Supper, you're not worthy of the blood of Jesus Christ, and brother Finn, God's going to condemn, and brother Finn, and God's going to deal with you.
There's
a danger of you becoming a reprobate. You better get saved while you have a chance.
That's good.
Amen. Better get saved while we have a chance. You got a chance until for a while to while. But he's warning them not to become a reprobate. Look in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 8. Matthew's Gospel. I'm preaching where their society is at tonight.
Sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. 99.9% of churches. Matthew chapter number 8. Look there. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 8. The Word of God tells us in verse number 5. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 8. Look at what the Bible says. And when Jesus was entered into the Capernaum, And there came unto him centurions, beseeching him. Why? We will see how much faith is there. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, desiring him, and said, Lord, my servant is alive at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And centurion answered and said unto him, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak thou the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth, and unto another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Then Jesus heard it. Watch it. He marveled and said that and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found this great faith, no, not in Israel. I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, and thou shalt be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He said, amen, many gonna be cast out. The Jews are going to be cast out, but God's going to bring many in through the Gentiles. He'll bring many in.
Right.
And they're going to be cast, weeping and gnashing of teeth in the fires of hell, going to hell. Amen. God's going to bring them in.
That's right.
Now look with me in Romans chapter number 1. Look in Romans chapter number 1. The fear of becoming a reprobate. Romans chapter number 1. Look what the Word of God says. Amen. I'm not preaching you with hurtful leaves and things. I'm giving you the Word of God.
Word.
Romans chapter number 1. Well, let's begin reading in verses number 18. Where this nation is, where they are celebrating shooting firecrackers. You get fire to burn, you get money to burn, right? God, give it to the church. The church can use it. Amen. Say amen right there.
Amen.
Buy a bunch of firecrackers and burn them up. Praise God, you ought to put that money in the church.
Yeah.
You get more out of it.
Yeah.
And you're shooting off on a firecracker.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Now, I popped them things too before I got saved. Amen. Thank God, got them cherry bombs and them TNTs. Hallelujah. You never took a few of them too, did you? Thank God, destroyed some of people's stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Sure, they come and throw up on the roof of the house and they'll roll off, start going off, all this kind of stuff. And then God saved me. I had to go back and apologize.
Yeah.
So, amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. So I had money to burn back then. Amen. Yes, sir. And now I give it to church. Give it to the Word. Amen. Yes, sir. Watch. Look at what he says now. Verse 18. Well, look at verse number 17. For herein is the righteousness of God revealed, faith to faith. Continue growing faith.
Right.
Started out
right.
Some years ago, y'all said it. I said it. Yeah, y'all said it. Thought it some years ago. And I had little faith, but I had enough to get saved. And I ain't God saved me. I repented that night and put my faith best I knew have in Jesus Christ, but that ain't all God wanted of me. So I started growing more and more in faith.
Right.
And more in faith.
Right.
More and more.
Right.
Till I got to the place, amen, thank God, one day, amen, hallelujah, back down in the woods praying, amen, back in 75, amen, back down in the woods praying, hallelujah, on the railroad, son.
Come on.
Holy Ghost said, get up and go preach.
Woo!
Thank God.
Good.
he gave me Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus which strengthens me. I got up, amen, come out of those woods and shout, and God and told my wife, I said, get ready, we going on, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to preach the gospel. They won't believe why God helped start dealing with me back going to school. More than that's a story.
Amen.
My brother, we sold out everything we had to
right.
Walk to Bible College and got down there and got walked in there and asked that down that tabernacle. I walked in that office. I said, ma'am, is this where a man can come and study the Word of God and get some learning? She said, sure will. I said, well, amen. I said, I'd like to come. She said, okay. I said, how I get in this place? She said, and the lady tossed about 2 or 3 papers there. Said, fill them out and come back and bring it back and we'll sell about it. I said, okay. I said, glory to God. I thought I was in trouble, but I ain't. Amen. I grabbed those papers. I run up to that old church. I called Doe, jumped in. I said, honey, fill them out. I'm going to college. Woo! Thank God. She filled them out and I went to college. Hallelujah. God. Amen. Amen. Faith to faith. Have you moved from faith to faith?
It's good.
Your profession is real if you move from faith to faith.
Right.
Now, these people have moved to sit ahead faith for a little while, but something has happened. They made a back face. And we'll show you where they're at.
Yes, sir, buddy.
They made a back face and gone back. Amen. We hate to see that.
Right.
You hate to see it, and I don't like it, and I'm not boasting in this. I'm just telling you the truth.
That's right.
I'm just telling you the truth. Watch it. Look at what he says. So we move from faith to faith. The Word of God says that a just shall live by faith. Amen. Amen. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth and unrighteousness. What? Holding the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has showed unto them for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world, even clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power.
Amen.
And Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God.
That's right.
Now, knowing God and knew about God.
That's right.
You don't lose your salvation.
That's right.
Amen.
This Bible don't teach you.
Amen.
Amen. But the problem that they knew about God, like Pilate.
That's right.
Pilate knew about God.
Sure.
That's how they were. They knew about God. Watch it. They glorified him not as God. They glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but because they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, of birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. I was in my sister-in-law's house Monday night. I said, you get news on that? Yes, I'd like to see a little news, see what's going on. And so she turned the television on, and they spent biggest portion of the program there, you know, talk about different things, but they spent more times on adopting a dog than they, and nothing is said about the babies they killed yesterday, Monday.
Like that.
Creature.
Yes, sir.
That's love right. The creature more That's than right. love. Love God.
Yes, sir.
Loving the creature, loving the dogs and cats and animals more than love God. And they said not one thing about the babies they killed last Monday. Yes, not one word of the murder of the innocent baby. Nothing is more innocent than a baby in its mother's womb. Now, And this world is more innocent than that.
That's right.
That's shedding innocent blood. It's on the hands of America.
Yes, sir.
It runs on the hands of America.
Yes, sir.
America ain't got by. Amen. A lot of good things has happened, and we're thankful for it, but America ain't got by.
No, sir.
The economy's picking up, Lord, they're bragging about how good the economy is, how wonderful things is, but they're killing more babies all the time.
Right.
Killing more babies all the time. They're drinking more liquor all the time.
That's right.
Right.
What is on me in right now? I believe it was last week. Yeah, they've been coming up for some time. They voted in marijuana out in Oklahoma. Voted in, you can get it, smoke it. Who do you think's gonna smoke it? Young people's gonna smoke it. Might be a few people sick, might be older folks, but the young people's gonna smoke it.
That's right.
Well, we got laws against it. They had laws against beer when I come along too, but I got it.
Right.
And you did too. Had laws against liquor too, but I got it. Amen. When I was still a teenager, amen. And you did too. And you ain't gonna stop a teenager from getting marijuana now.
Right.
If they are 15 years old or 16 years old, they'll get it, they want it.
Right.
All they gotta have is a little money. A little money to have.
Right.
They'll get it. And I tell you what we do. We run out Saturday night. So Sunday, as soon as the store opens up on Sunday, amen, we go up and don't run out of money, everything here. And so we go in there and charge a case of a beer next week. And so he let us have it on credit, plus much less let us have it, and let us car charge it. You talk about giving them money for it, they'll give it to you.
Sure, buddy.
They'll come out the back door with it, but they'll give it to you.
Right.
Amen. Oh, well, let me get
on with
it.
All right.
Now, where am I at, Brother Church?
Verse 22.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. 22. And changed the glory of the corruptible God into an image made unto the corruptible man, of birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things, snakes, worshiping snakes. That they were devilish things. They like the devil. They're a serpent.
Yeah.
And the devil's a serpent.
Right.
And they're serpents. I have them in two different ways. I have them with a crooked necked goose neck hoe. And a 12-gauge shotgun. That's kind of how I lay on when I see.
Hallelujah.
Serpent. God called him a serpent. God called the devil a serpent.
That's right. That old serpent.
But he's like creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness. Watch it. To lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. Boy, it's time. Vile affections. And even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the nature use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves their recompense of their error, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God them up to what? God gave them up to what?
Reprobate.
Reprobates. God gave them up to a reprobated mind. God gave them up to a reprobated mind.
By that?
Becoming a reprobate. That's what you want to become. You know about God. You know about Jesus Christ. You know you got a natural mind. You heard the glorious gospel, how Jesus shone on Calvary, hung and died, paid for your sins, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his only begotten Son to whosoever believe in him.
Amen.
Should not perish. That word perish is go to hell. Should not perish, but have what everlasting life. You've heard it. You've heard it.
That's right.
This ain't the first time you heard it. But hell, you go head down that road of reprobation. You heard head down that road. Amen. Why would you do that? Why would you turn away from it? Get to a place and have you heard it? You said that you heard of God and you love God.
It's good.
He said, for the invisible things of the creation of the world is clear to see, understood by the things which are made, the eternal power of the Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 20 is because that when they knew God, knew of God, they glorified him not as God, neither with thankful, but became vain in their own imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. You get so darkened, you don't want to hear the gospel. You get so darkened, you don't want to think about going to church. You get so darkened, I don't want no preacher to talk to me. Meet me out in Texas. Real hard was there. All of a sudden, one young man got up and run out of me. Another young man had been praying for and begging God to save us. Begged and pleaded and wept. Would you come to Jesus? I done to that young man the same thing I did to these precious young people back here. I didn't know he was lost. And I was preaching. He was in my church that day, visiting. And I didn't know it. And I didn't do it to him. I didn't do what I'd done some to embarrass you or your good. I didn't know. I told him, y'all was Christian saved people. I said, son, you saved me? And he was honest enough. I said, no, sir.
It's good.
So then God put him on our hearts, and we've been praying for him. Then we had that meeting down in Texas, and he came to that meeting. And God so burdened me for that young man. He stood back there. So fine, I just come to the pulpit and walk back out beside him as a son. And I will never remember doing this before in my whole ministry, brother. You know? But God, I walk back as a son. If you'll be willing to walk up to that altar, I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you. He stepped out. I don't know why he needed that encouragement, but he did. He got on that altar and stay. He didn't get up and say, I got it. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory to God.
I'm saved and I know what. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Look at what he says.
Praise God.
He said, what? He said, God, not me, not the pastor, not your friend. Even as they did not like, verse 28, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobated mind to do those things which are not convenient. See people doing things that you would have thought never, never in the world they do such a thing. What's happening? Becoming reprobated. being filled with all unrighteousness and fornications, wickedness, covetousness, lasciviousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affections, and peaceable. In other words, they can't be at peace. You can't make peace with them. Unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God.
Oh.
He said they know the judgment of God. They're not ignorant. They're not dumb. They know there's hope for a sinner. Amen. But if they're a liquor drinker, don't take or anything like that, there's hope for that man. If he'll come to Jesus or don't promote Canada, there's hope for him if he'll come. But a poor religious person that knows about God and knew and believed about it, but a turn from God, God a turn from him. You mock us down. You don't get saved on your own will.
Right.
You get saved when God deals with you.
That's right.
When God deals with you and you reject him, you stand a chance of God never dealing with you again. So God, you're here tonight. God's dealt with you tonight. I'm telling you, God put this message in my heart.
Sure.
Yeah. I didn't have no idea. I thought I'd be preaching to all the children of God tonight. I said, God, why should I preach that message? He just said, you preach it. Boy, tonight, you're not saved. Be no better night, no better time than the 4th of July. The firecrackers will go off in your heart. You can say, amen. You change the name. You take the chance by rejecting Jesus Christ to becoming a reprobate, having a reprobate in mind. Stand to our head, stand to our feet, heads bowed, eyes closed.